Tuesday. I did not know I was going to say that. Okay. It is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2024, and the time is 10:05 a.m. This is the public hearing for a new proposed rule, Washington Administrative Code, or WAC 458-20-27901, titled Clean Alternative Fuel Vehicles and Plug-in Hybrid Vehicles. My name is Leslie Mullen, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Department of Revenue's Interpretation and Technical Advice Division, and am the facilitator for this hearing. We thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and providing us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for Rule 27901. This public hearing is being held electronically and telephonically. So in addition to myself, the following Department of Revenue employees are also in attendance: Brenton Madison, who is our rules coordinator, and Barbara Imperio, who's our management analyst. And Barbara will be monitoring the recording of this meeting. So besides Department of Revenue employees, if there are other parties attending this hearing, please identify yourself for the record and any organizations you are representing. Barbara or Kathy, do I need to unmute people?
No, we have them to register, so they don't need to identify themselves. Sorry, and I will be the technical.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 24-09-056 on April 15, 2024, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public regarding the language in the proposed new rule, which will be referred to in this hearing as Rule 27901. Copies of the proposed new rule are available. Please email Barbara Imperio at barbara.i@dor.wa.gov if you'd like to receive a copy of the proposed new rule. A copy of the draft is also posted on the department's website. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed new rule. And due to rulemaking requirements, participants at this hearing who have comments must make their comments verbally. As such, we will not be reviewing questions or comments provided in the chat function. If you do not feel comfortable voicing your comments during this hearing, we appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to the attention of myself, Leslie Mullen, at leslie.mu@dor.wa.gov by May 31st, 2024. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this particular rule. The first step in the process was to file a notice with the code reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposal of a new rule. A notice called a Form CR101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for this rule was held on April 9th, 2024. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed new rule. This notice, called a Form CR102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comment regarding the proposed new rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Department of Revenue. And the public hearing for this rule is being held today. The final step is to adopt the new rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the code revisor using a form CR103. The new rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the hearing for comments, I'd like to provide a summary of the proposed new rule. So Rule 27901 is a new rule regarding a retail sales and use tax exemption authorized under RCW 8208-9999 for the purchase or lease of certain clean energy vehicles. This rule is being written to provide additional guidance to buyers and sellers of these vehicles so they understand the exemption requirements and limitations. The rule provides definitions, exemption criteria, record keeping requirements, and multiple examples. After the public meeting held on April 9th, 2024, we received written comments from stakeholders that we are continuing to review. A summary of the comments received include providing more current dates in the examples, a further clarification on what is included in the selling price, changing verbiage from seller to lessor in example three, how to treat any unused exemption in the case of a lease in example four, and clarifying that records can also be kept in electronic form. We will now proceed to the comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you are representing. And we do also appreciate receiving written comments. And if you do have written comments, please send them to myself, Leslie Mullen, by May 31st, so they can 2024, so they can be included in the permanent rulemaking file for this rule. So if you do have a comment, please, Kathy, can you explain to people how they need to make comments if they have a verbal comment?
They can use the raise hand.
Okay, I wasn't sure because we're using Zoom. That's what I had for MS Teams. So, and then for those on the telephone, you'll also have an opportunity to provide comments as well. So are there any comments regarding the draft of this rule so far? Okay, I don't see any. Kathy, do you see any?
No, I do not see any.
Okay, let's see. Okay, well, again, this is an interesting rule to go through with the examples. So if anyone, you know, after this public hearing has information that they would like to comment on, suggestions, edits, maybe we didn't explain an example well enough for you, please feel free to provide those comments to me in writing, because we do look at everything. You know, before we adopt this rule, we're going to look at all the comments, and we want to make it helpful for the public. So if, at this time, if there are no public comment, verbal comments for the hearing, I'm going to go ahead and close out this meeting or this hearing. So thank you for participating. The time is now 10:14 a.m. on May 22nd, 2024, and the public hearing for Rule 27901 is now adjourned. Thank you.